Where are you? I heard a story about a minister who called at the home of a poor woman. He intended to give her financial help, because he knew she was very poor. With his money in his hand, he knocked at the door, but she didn't answer. He decided she wasn't home, and went his way. A little while later, he met her at the church and told her he'd remembered her need. I called at your house and knocked several times, he said. I supposed you weren't at home, because no one came to the door. What time was this, sir? It was about noon. Oh, dear, she said. I heard you, and I'm so sorry I didn't answer. I thought it was the landlord calling for the rent. Many who are financially struggling understand what this meant. It is my desire to be heard, and therefore I want to say I am not calling for the rent. Without question, the object of this book is not to ask anything of you, but to tell you that salvation is totally by grace, which means free, for nothing, without charge. Often, when we want to gain someone's attention, they tend to think, now I'm going to be told what I'm required to do. This man knocking on my door is going to ask me to give what is due to God. But I'm sure I have nothing to pay with, so I will pretend to not be at home. This book is not like this. It does not demand anything from you. Instead, it brings you something. We aren't going to talk about law, duty, and punishment. No, we will talk about love, goodness, forgiveness, mercy, and eternal life. Therefore, don't act like you're not at home. Don't turn a deaf ear or a careless heart. I'm asking nothing of you in the name of God or man. It's not my intent to require anything from your hands. Instead, I come in God's name to bring you a free gift, which will bring you present and eternal joy when you receive it. Open the door, and let my sincere pleas enter. Come, and let us reason together. Isaiah 1:18. The Lord himself invites you to meet to discuss your immediate and endless happiness, and he wouldn't do this if he didn't mean well toward you. Don't refuse the Lord Jesus who knocks at your door, because he knocks with a hand which was nailed to the cross for people like you and me. Since his only purpose is your good, draw near and listen carefully to him. Let the good word sink into your soul. It may be the time has come for you to enter that new life, which is the beginning of heaven. Faith comes by hearing. Romans 10:17. Faith may come to you while listening to this book. Why not? Oh, blessed Spirit of all grace, make it so. Scripture: Whosoever drinks of the water that I, Jesus, shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a fountain of water springing up into eternal life. John 4:14.